of yachts. Deepest if I know think him in leben schleifen sorgen. Yes, mein Schädel, yes. Nur deine Quetsche sind schön ein Betrogen. Na jede Tag sitzen mich in der Brite, Flecke, Totogena.
Hello again, I'm Adrian Iosifescu, your host of the History of Romanian Jews podcast, and this is episode 38, where we continue our virtual visit of the various Romanian cities and towns, which historically had a large Jewish population. Today we'll be visiting the city of Iași. See its location on the Romanian map presented in the notes. Let me mention that you just listened to the Yiddish song Mein Shtetl Iași, My Little Town Iași, a link to the full recording being provided in this episode notes. I'm not going to go into great details about Iași Jewish history, as we have already done this in episode 31 of this podcast, episode entitled Jewish Iași. I'm only going to mention some major events and then move quickly to Iași's personalities. The first Jewish settlers arrived in Iași in the 15th century. Isaac ben Benjamin Shor, a Jew from Iași, was steward and chancellor to Prince Stefan the Great, who ruled Moldavia from 1457 to 1504, and also served under his son and successor, Bogdan. In the 19th century, Iași was one of the great Eastern European centers of Jewish learning, famous for its scholarly rabbis, intellectuals, and skilled craftsmen, as well as for its Jewish schools, hospitals, publications, and various Jewish organizations. Iași was also the heart of Jewish commercial life in Moldavia. The Iași Poduvec and Târgu de Jos areas were dominated by Jewish cloth merchants, tailors, and importers. Jewish merchants in Iași imported Austrian and French textiles and redistributed them across Moldavia. Many operated as commission agents for large Viennese and Lemberg trading houses. According to the last census of the 19th century, the Jewish population in Iași numbered 39,441 people, almost 51% of the total population of the city. Iași was considered the Jerusalem of Moldavia. On the eve of the Holocaust in 1930, Jews in Iași were the second largest ethnic group, and the city has over 127 synagogues. The Jewish community of Iași produced many of Romania's most celebrated writers, musicians, scholars, and statesmen, and its great synagogue, the oldest in Romania, still stands as a monument to centuries of vibrant Jewish life. This thriving community was devastated by the Iași pogrom of June 29, 1941, in which thousands of Jewish men were murdered in their homes and on the streets, murders perpetrated by Romanian German soldiers, policemen, and many locals. The survivors of this massacre were gathered from all corners of the city, cramped into sealed cattle cars, and sent hundreds of kilometers away from Iași. Thousands died of asphyxiation or of thirst in these death trains. Approximately one-third of Iași's Jews were murdered in the Iași pogrom, over 14,000 people. Let's now move quickly to the famous personalities from the Iași Jewish community, and we're going to start as usual with the rabbinical leaders. First to be mentioned is Rabbi Nathan Nata Hanover, on whose initiative the Great Synagogue of Iași, the oldest surviving Jewish prayer house in Romania and the second oldest synagogue in Europe, was founded in 1670. Rabbi Nathan Nata Hanover was also the author of Yeven Mezula, in English Abyss of Despair, in which he describes the Helminski uprising in the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth from a Jewish perspective. Hanover in this work gives a brief description of the Polish crown of the time and the relations between the Poles, Jews, and Cossacks and the cause which led to the uprising. An important rabbinical family in Iași was the Taubes family, a remarkable succession of learned rabbis who shaped the spiritual life of Iași. Rabbi Aharon Taubes served from 1837 to 1852 and authored the collection of responsa Karnei Roam. He was followed by Rabbi Shmuelke Taubes, 1852-1865, author of the popular Haye Olam. His brother Yaakov Taubes was rabbi in the Podu Rosh district of Yassi, and his son Uri Feivel Shraga Taubes held the post for 4 decades and published Uri Veishi in Lvov, 1887. One of the most outstanding religious personalities of Yassi was Rabbi Dr. Yaakov Nimirover, the chief rabbi of Romania between the two world wars, senator, and, in the words of the community's memorial book, the true leader of Romanian Judaism. He was a man of culture and profound thought who actively advocated for the Jewish school and community institutions. Rabbi Jacob Itzrak Nimirover was one of the most important leaders of the Romanian Jewry in the first half of the 20th century. He was a modern rabbi, theologist, philosopher, historian, and very astute politician. Rabbi Nimirover was an ardent supporter of Zionism and a courageous fighter against anti-Semitism. He defended the civil and human rights of Romanian Jews and led them on the path towards modernization of community life in the spirit of what he called cultural Judaism. This meant adhering to Jewish tradition while remaining open to the Romanian language, culture, and to universal influences. In 1906, Dr. Nimirover was among the founders of the cultural society Toynbee Hall in Yassi. This was a kind of Jewish popular university under Zionist inspiration, which had the cooperation of a lot of intellectuals and celebrities from Romania and abroad. He came to lecture during the first 10 years. Jewish personalities like Bernard Lazar, Nahum Sokolov, or Sholem Aleichem, who delighted the public with lectures from his stories and novels in Yiddish. In 1911, despite being Ashkenazi, Dr. Nimirover was invited by the Sephardi Jewish community of Bucharest to be its rabbi. In 1921, Dr. Jacob Itzhak Nimirover was elected the Grand Rabbi of the Romanian Jewry, then as Chief Rabbi, a new office created by the community of Bucharest. As Chief Rabbi, he was elected in 1926 to the Romanian Senate, the first Jew to receive such an appointment, and was recognized by the government as the representative of all Romanian Jewry. By force of his intellect and personality, he became the chief figure in the religious as well as in the general communal life of Romanian Jewry. As remarkable as his activities have been, he is most remembered and admired for his tremendous effort on behalf of the Romanian Jews in order to get them the Romanian citizenship. As a representative of the Jews of Romania, Rabbi Nimirover took part to the Paris Peace Conference in 1919, together with Dr. William Filderman, the leader and founder of the Union of Native Jews Political Party. They became close partners in the defense of Romanian Jews' rights. As a result of their efforts, he had the satisfaction to witness the recognition by the Romanian authorities of the civil rights of all Jews in the Romanian state in 1923. Dr. Nimirover published over 650 articles and numerous books in German, Romanian, French, Hebrew, and Yiddish. We should also mention the Rabbi Yosef ben Menachem Landa, the learned rabbi who held office from 1837 to 1853 and was the author of the collection of rabbinical thought Birchat Yosef, printed in Lvov in 1869, and was the inspiring force behind rabbinical studies in Yassi. Israel Gutman was a descendant of the Tzaddik of Berdichev, and he was the author of the book Beit Israel, published in Yassi in 1910. His son Shalom Gutman continued his religious work, and in turn Shalom's sons Israel and Menachem served as rabbis in Yassi after the Second World War until they made Aliyah. Yassi also had a remarkable circle of Miskilim, Jewish Enlightenment intellectuals who gathered in Yashi and then Bucharest between 1879 and 1890, including the brothers Elias Wilhelm and Moses Schwarzfeld, Moses Gassner, Eliezer Shane Sheinanu, Isaac Taubes, Rabbi Meir Beck, Moise Ronetti Roman, and others. In the first phase, the group also was joined by Naftali Herz Imber and Karl Lippe. This gathering of minds in a single Moldavian city in the final decades of the 19th century represented one of the greatest concentrations of Jewish intellectual energy in the history of Romanian Jewry. Yashi's most consequential contribution to the formal founding of the Zionist movement was Dr. Carpe Lippe. He was born in Galicia and, unable to complete his medical program, in 1860 he moved to Yashi and worked as a secondary physician at the Israelite Hospital. He finally received his medical degree from the University of Erlangen in Germany and practiced in Yashi, where he helped the poor and was the first Romanian physician to give free consultations at design hours. As honorary president and first speaker of the first Zionist Congress, Dr. Carpe Lippe of Romania embodied continuities in the history of the Jews and of Zionism. In 1902, he published some of his memoirs, Meine 25 Jahre Zionist Agitation, My 25 Years Long Zionist Agitation, and wrote that he considered himself to be one of the three initiators of Zionism together with Lev Pinsker and Isaac Rulf. In 1903, Lippe was elected president of the Conference of Romanian Zionists. In the first decade of the 20th century, Lippe co-founded Toynbee Hall in Yashi with his friend, the young Rabbi Jacob Nemirover. One of the most remarkable families of intellectuals in Yashi was the Schwarzel family, the most distinguished Jewish family in the 19th century Yashi and the first family of the Romanian Jewish scholarship. The patriarch, Benjamin Schwarzfeld, born in Galicia and settled in Yashi, was among the pioneers of Haskalah, the Enlightenment in Romania. He founded the first modern Jewish school in Yashi in 1852-57 at his own expense, was appointed inspector of Jewish schools in Moldavia in 1860, and was the first to introduce fire insurance into Moldavia. He was a founder of the Modern Temple in 1861 and a member of the Jewish Hospital's governing board. His wedding in 1848 deserves to be mentioned because of the fact that he was the first Romanian Jew to appear under the bridal canopy in a frock coat and high silk hat instead of the customary kaftan and fur cap. The event aroused so great an excitement among the Orthodox, especially among the Hasidim, that the police were compelled to interfere to prevent public disturbances. His three sons transformed Romanian Jewish intellectual life. Elias Schwarzfeld was a historian, novelist, and political activist who founded Revista Israelica in 1874, in which he published his first Jewish novel and edited the Yiddish daily Jungenster Telegraph. As vice president of the Fraternitate Zion Lodge, he was instrumental in founding Nebrit lodges in Romania. Expelled by the Romanian authorities in 1885 for his defense of Jewish rights, he settled in Paris and became secretary of the Jewish Colonization Association under Maurice de Hirsch. His essays in the American Jewish Yearbook, The Jews of Romania from Earliest Time to the Present Day, and The Situation of the Jews in Romania Since the Treaty of Berlin, remain landmark works of Jewish Romanian historiography. Moses Schwarzfeld was a journalist, historian, and folklorist. In 1877, in Baku, he edited the cultural yearbook Calendar for Israelites, which he transferred to Bucharest in 1878 and renamed it Anuar Pentru Israelites, Yearbook for Israelites. Also in 1877, he started the weekly Egalitatea, which he edited for 50 years as the foremost Jewish newspaper in Romania. In 1886, with a group of Jewish intellectuals from Bucharest, he founded the Dr. Iuliu Barasch Historic Society and became its first secretary and founded the Anuaru Pentru Israelites, the Jewish yearbook, in 1877 and 1890. He collected more than 10,000 Jewish fables and proverbs and was one of the spiritual leaders of Romanian Jewry in their struggle for emancipation. William Schwarzfeld, a journalist, philologist, and historian, attended the University of Iași in the Faculty of Letters and Philosophy, but interrupted his studies after 2 years. In 1886, he, with the archaeologist Nicolae Beldicianu and the Hebraist Menachem Mendel Braunstein, engaged in an epigraphic research exploring old Jewish cemetery in Iași to copy and prepare texts of 17th and 18th century grave inscriptions for publication. Between 1888 and 1894, he conducted research in Hebrew grammar and on the history of Jews in Romania, publishing studies in Romanian on these topics. The family also gave Romania one of the greatest 20th century poets. Adela Schwarzfeld Wexler, sister of Elias, Moses, and William, was the mother of Benjamin Fondane, Fundeanu, born Benjamin Wexler in Iași on November 14, 1894. He spent a lot of time in the northern part of Moldavia in a place called Fundoia, here the name chosen by him, Fundoianu. From this rural and picturesque area, he received the inspiration for the poems that will later be published in a collection called Privileged Landscapes. As a teenage boy, Fundoianu traveled a lot and collected and delved into local Romanian folklore of the villages, and from that he was inspired to write songs. Fundane was a Romanian and French poet, critic, existentialist philosopher, and also noted for his work in film and theater. His literary and philosophical activities brought him close to Lev Shestov, Emil Cioran, David Gascoigne, and Jacques Maritain. A screenwriter for Paramount Pictures, he directed the film Tatarita in Argentina. He was eventually captured and handed to Nazi German authorities, deported to Auschwitz-Birkenau, and sent to the gas chambers in October 1944. His work was largely rediscovered later in the 20th century when it became the subject of scholarly research and public curiosity in both France and Romania. As a poet, he was described as an experimental formalist with a powerful lyric poetic voice, a renegade surrealist who was also a highly original existential philosopher, a self-consciously Jewish poet of diaspora and loss, whose last manuscripts made it out of Drancy in 1944, just before his deportation to Auschwitz-Birkenau, and where he was murdered, yet whose poetry speaks of an overflowing plenitude. Let's now discuss Abraham Goldfaden, my favorite personality from Romanian Jewry, the father of the world Yiddish theater. He is the single most culturally transformative Jewish figure associated with Iași, and one of the most important figures in the entire history of Jewish culture. Modern Yiddish theater is unique in that we know exactly when, where, and by whom it was started. It was in 1876 in Schimmens Marx's wine garden in Iași, and the performance was produced by Abraham Goldfaden. Goldfaden was the first to organize a professional Yiddish theater troupe and, as its resident dramatist, director, composer, scenic designer, acting instructor, and impresario, contributed much of its repertoire himself. His plays, including The Witch, The Two Kunilemts, and Shulamit, became classics of a Jewish stage and continued to be performed worldwide. The Romanian national poet Mihail Eminescu, at the time a journalist at the Iași Courier, attended 4 plays in Yiddish, of which he wrote that they weren't of much dramatic interest, but the actor's play was excellent. This review represents the birth certificate of the first professional Yiddish theater in the world. Goldfaden first place, zwei Schläge, two lady neighbors, and die Mame Schosche, Onte Schosche, appear together with his verse in Die Judene in 1869. In 1877, his troupe toured Romania with his new play Die Rekruten, The Recruits, and Die Bobbe mit Einike, The Grandmother and the Grandchild. In Bucharest, his comedy Schmedrick became his first classic with the name of its eponymous hero, a naive fool of a Yiddish student entering Yiddish parlance. The third act amazes with its skillful integration of a plot reversal, chorus, and detailed depictions of a Jewish wedding. Goldfaden wrote some 40 Yiddish plays between 1869 and 1908, as well as a hundred of songs, including most famously Rosenkäs mit Mandeln. Music of Goldfaden productions was often the work of his partner and foil, Zelig Mogulescu, who, unlike Goldfaden, could read and write music score. The sources of this music included the operas of Donizetti, Bellini, and especially Verdi. Local operetta traditions may also have served the sources, as well as synagogue hymns, Hasidic melodies, klezmer music, and Slavic folk songs. In 1900, he served as a delegate to the World Zionist Congress in Paris. In 1903, he returned to America, where he lived in poverty. When he died in New York in 1908, more than 100,000 people attended his funeral. His musical plays, and especially his songs, remain hallmarks of Yiddish culture. Joseph Leitner, born Finkelstein in Yassin in 1878, became the new playwright for the Green Three Theatre once Goldfaden left Yassin. He was part of the early years of Yiddish Theatre, first in Yassin, then in Bucharest, and later in New York City, where he was a co-founder in 1903 with Sophia Karp of the Grand Theatre, New York's first purpose-built Yiddish language theater building. Among the most electrifying connections between Yassin and the State of Israel are the words of Israel's national anthem, Hatikva, which was composed in 1878 by Naftali Herb Imber, a Jewish poet. In 1877, claiming that he spoke 11 languages, Imber became a tutor to Baron Waldberg's family in Yassin. It was here, among the ferment of Moldavian Jewish intellectual life, that Imber's longing for the ancestral home crystallized into the 9 stanzas of Tikvatenu, Our Hope, the poem that would become, in its shortest form, the anthem of the Jewish people and then of the Jewish state. Another major talent to be mentioned in association with Yassin is the painter Arthur Siegel, who was born Aaron Sigalu in Yassin in 1875 in a fairly wealthy Jewish family. He spent most of his childhood in Botoshan, a town known for its rich cultural life. It's hardly a coincidence that Romanian national poet Mihail Eminescu, the composer George Ionescu, and the historian Nicolae Iorga were all born in or in the vicinity of Botoshan. Just like Tzara, Siegel was forced to leave Romania due to a scandal, and at 17, he goes to Berlin, where he studies at the Academy of Fine Arts, then to Paris and then to Munich, where he matures as an international artist. He has his first one-man show in Bucharest in 1910. In 1916, he joined the Dada Group and contributes to the early shows at Cabaret Voltaire. In 1918, he moved back to Berlin and opened a school of painting. The 1924 Bucharest exhibition is his last association with the artistic avant-garde. He is attracted by a new movement, the New Objectivism, which advocated the return to the faithful rendition of reality. He took part in many Jewish art shows, such as Jewish Artists of Our Time in Zurich, 1929, and the Prague Exhibition of Jewish Artists in 1930. The Daniel family was one of the most powerful Jewish banking families in Yassin. The Daniels shaped the community's institutional life. Of Galician origin, Michael Daniel settled in Moldavia at the end of the 18th century. He is the first authentic banker of Moldavia, remembered by contemporaries as a very pious Jew, a great philanthropist and protector of his fellow men. In 1831, Michael Daniel was charged with forming a leadership committee for the Jewish community. His son, Israel Haim Daniel, described as the pioneer of modern credit in Moldavia, served as a community overseer alongside prominent merchants like Leiba Kana, Isaac Wexler, and Naftuli Kaufman. Upon his death in 1847, Michael Daniel had left his eldest son a capital of about 40,000 gold coins, an impressive sum that would be the starting point for Israel's Haim Daniel's business. Intelligent, educated, and a polyglot, Israel Daniel created a wide network of commercial and financial relations across the continent, benefiting at one point from the support of the Rothschild family. In public life, he was active as a prominent representative of the community, his qualities being recognized by the Moldovan authorities, who granted him the rank of a boyar. The trust he enjoyed even from the Romanian socialist elite is also proven by the fact that he was appointed by the former prince Mihai Sturza as administrator of his domains, a task he fulfilled until 1884. Moreover, in 1879 he was naturalized, and in 1892 he received the Crown of Romania Order. 2 years later, the Order of the Star of Romania, both in the rank of officer. Another important businessman was Leibis Meyerhofer, who was described as a famous banker and businessman who served as a community overseer in 1849 alongside the leading merchants and bankers of the day. The Sharaga family were well-known publishers and editors in Iași. The brothers Sharaga were the fixture of the city's intellectual and commercial life. Simon Sharaga was among the Jewish community leadership overseers in 1849, and the brothers published significant works of the time. The Sharaga family were renowned Jewish booksellers, publishers, and antiquarians who established one of the Romanian's most influential publishing empires in Iași. Brothers Samuel and Elias Sharaga opened their first famous bookstore on Golia Street in Iași in 1877. In 1884, they expanded by launching the Frasi Sharaga, the Brothers Sharaga, publishing house, later establishing the Miron Costin printing house. They made literature accessible to the public by printing cheap, pocket-sized books and publishing prominent Romanian authors. Elias Sharaga was also a prominent book collector and antiquarian who expanded the family international prestige before his death in 1939. Iancu Sharaga, part of the extended family, built an impressive legacy as a learned intellectual who notably came to own the famous Galerie Lafayette department stores. The Brochiner family was a prominent 19th and 20th century Romanian Jewish intellectual known for their contribution to law, journalism, and the military. The four Brochiner brothers were born in Iași into a well-to-do Maskilic family of Galician origin. They were related to Galician and Moldavian rabbinic families. The name is associated with the town of Brotzin, Borohavski in Galicia. They were highly assimilated, contributing to both the Romanian Jewish culture and the wider Romanian society, particularly in the field of law and culture. Joseph B. Brochiner was a key figure in the Romanian Jewish history. He was a jurist, journalist, and active communal leader who worked towards Jewish emancipation. Joseph B. Brochiner was born in Iași in 1846, and he was the author of fundamental works regarding the history of the Jews in Romania, using as arguments for their right to emancipation. He published Chestiunea Israeliților Români, the Romanian Israelite question, in 1910, and Chestiunea Evrească, the Jewish questions, in 1911. In 1893, Brochiner organized the first Congress of Romanian Jewish Communities, which took place in Galați, and in 1901, at the second Congress in Iași, he founded Uniunea Comunităților Israelite, the Union of Israelite Communities, a formal association of all the communities in Romania. In 1908, Brochner established Societatea Israeliților Români, the Society of Romanian Israelites, whose purpose was to spread knowledge about Jews of Romania. He aimed to demonstrate the Jews had been an indigenous community in the country. Mauriciu Brochner was a decorated officer who fought in the Romanian War of Independence of 1877 and served in the royal household for 36 years under King Carol I and then Ferdinand I. He was the first Jew to be an active officer in the Romanian army and participated in military operations in the Balkans. Still highly decorated, after 1900, Brochner held some positions in the Romanian War Ministry and served as a private secretary to the Romanian Queen Elizabeth Carmen Silva, as well as administrator of the royal court from 1908. He died in Bucharest. Marcu Brochner was a noted journalist, jurist, and writer, educated in German philology. Marcu Brochner was banished from Romania along with 10 other Romanian Jewish intellectuals in 1885, and he moved to Vienna, where he continued to write on Romanian themes. His successful novel, Ionel Fortunat, 1889, became the basis for his play Die Hochzeit von Valeni, Marriage at Valeni, performed 150 times at the Deutsche Volkstheater of Vienna before the First World War. A film with the same title was made, making the first representation of Romanian peasants on the screen. The libretto to the opera The Rich Marriage by Karel Weiss was also based on his play. Another novel by Marcu Brochner was Das Volk steht auf, The People Arise, from 1907. He died in the Vienna ghetto. André Brochner, the youngest of the brothers, was a communal activist in Galați. He served as a president of the local Jewish cultural associations and worked as a journalist and translator from German to Romanian. He wrote on Jewish themes and published a volume of poems in German, Frühlingsblüten, Spring Flowers, in 1871. Moritz Wachtel, a banker and industrialist, was the trustee and de facto president of the Jewish community of Iasi in 1916 through his leadership of the Israelite Hospital, which has become the community's most important institution. He also founded the Jewish high school that bore his name, which by 1913-14 had 140 students. Jacob de Nuschotz was a respected and influential banker from Iași and a great philanthropist of his time. He built one of the city's most famous buildings, the Nuschotz Palace, now Select Hotel. His name is also linked with the Mont Repos Villa in Copeau, now the Sadoveanu Museum, where he spent his summers with his family. Nuschotz Palace was built in an eclectic architectural style which combines traditional Romanian elements with influences from Austria and France. The banker Nuschotz had a baronial title from Austria and has been honored with the highest Romanian foreign distinctions of the time, the title of Von from Emperor William of Germany, the Knight of the Franz Joseph Order from Emperor Franz Joseph of Austria, Knight of the Star of Romania Order and Crown of Romania Order from King Carol I of Romania, the Takova Order from the King Milan of Serbia. In Iasi, he founded the Romanian Insurance Company, together with Dimitrie Cozadini, founded an orphanage for Jewish boys, and did numerous acts of charity. In 1865, he built the Beth Jacob Temple, a mosaic reform place of prayer, in the inner courtyards of his houses. The temple was destroyed as a result of the bombings of 1944. The Nathan family is a notable Jewish family with roots in Romania, with significant members born in Iasi, who later became pioneering figures in the French film industry. Bernard Nathan, born in Iasi, was a pivotal French film producer, director, and studio executive who ran Pathé Cinéma, pioneering early cinema technology and business models before being murdered in Auschwitz. Emile Nathan, brother to Bernard, also worked in the French film industry and shared in family's professional life in Paris. The Nathan family history exemplified the migration of Eastern European Jewish families into Western Europe and the industry during the early 20th century. From the wine garden on Gradina Pomo Verde, where Goldfaden launched global theatrical tradition, to the room where Imber first set down the words of Hatikva, from the Schwarzfeld family's foundation scholarship to Fondane's martyred poetry, from Carpe Lippe's opening speech at the first Zionist Congress to Rabbi Nimenover's singular Senate seat, Jewish Yassi gave the world the gift of culture, faith, and vision that no program could extinguish. The community that numbered nearly 50,000 on the eve of the Holocaust has dwindled to a few hundred souls today. But the city they built in theater, in scholarship, in Zionism activities, and philosophy lived on in the culture of the Jewish people and the state of Israel alike. This concludes this episode of Jewish Yash. In the next episode, we'll be visiting the Moldavian towns of Bacău and Vaslui. Until then, be well.